Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're continuing our study through God's precious Word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier, taking the Bible as it is, to people as they are.
Circumcision is nothing, and uncircumcision is nothing. It's interesting. It's not the outward that matters, it's the inward. Literally what he's talking about, remember he's talking about the comparison, stay how you are. Because circumcision, it really doesn't matter. Remember Paul's talking. Uncircumcision, it really doesn't matter. What matters is the keeping of the commandments of God. Obedience. Back in 1 Samuel 15:22, remember Samuel heard the bleeding of the sheep. People were offering sacrifices to God, but their heart was not right. And Samuel said, listen, it's better to obey than to sacrifice. That's what he's saying here about the circumcision. These outward things, these outward rituals, these outward things, it really doesn't matter. What matters is the heart, these inward matters. Matter of fact, in Romans chapter number 2, verses 25 through 29, Romans 2, 25, again, Paul's writing. For circumcision verily profiteth if thou keep the law. But if thou be a breaker of the law, thy circumcision, remember he's talking to the Jewish people, if thy circumcision is made uncircumcision. Therefore, if the uncircumcision keep the righteousness of the law, the Gentiles, shall not his uncircumcision be counted for circumcision? And shall not uncircumcision, which is by nature, if it fulfill the law, judge thee, who by letter and circumcision dost thou transgress the law? For he is not a Jew, which is one outwardly. Neither is that circumcision, which is outward in the flesh, but he is a Jew, which is one inwardly. And circumcision is that of the heart, in the spirit, and not in letter, and is the praise not of men, but of God. Again, he's referred to, it's not of the outward, it's of the inward. Your heart, now don't get confused with this, okay? He's not saying that we are all Jews, that Gentiles, when they're saved, that they become Jewish, that we all become one. No, I'm not a Jew. I'll never be a Jew. I'm a Gentile. Same way with the Jews, unless they convert, unless we convert to that. Are you following? And so, but he's talking about the point that he's trying to make is not the outward, but the inward, the heart. Galatians 5. Verses 1 through 6, Paul is talking about these people. Remember legalizers, is that good? Legalistic is even a better word. They'd come and tell the Jews, hey, you have to do this and they have to do that and have to do this, okay, follow their law. Paul's talking about this in verse number 1 of Galatians chapter 5. Stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherewith Christ has made us free. And be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. Behold, I, Paul, say unto you, that if ye be circumcised, Christ shall profit you nothing. For I testify again to every man that is circumcised, that he is a debtor to do the whole law. In other words, if you do this to try to keep the law, well, you have to keep the whole law. Well, and then verse number 4. And if you do that, Christ did become of no effect unto you. In other words, this thing about trusting Christ, if you're trying to keep the law, you've taken Christ out of the picture completely because you're trying to keep the law. And if you, when you do that, Christ is made of no effect. Matter of fact, you've taken him out of the picture altogether. And that's why he says, stand in your liberty. Now, the word liberty means you're free in Christ. It's not free to sin, but it's free to keep you from sinning. There's a whole another lesson there. It doesn't give you a license to sin. It gives you a license to keep from sinning because we're now in Christ. But anyway, verse number 4. Christ has become of no effect unto you. Whosoever you are justified by the law, you think that's what's keeping you, then you're falling from grace. You're not living in that realm of grace, that freedom. You're living under that bondage of the law. Again, don't get confused. He's not talking about that you can be saved by keeping the law. He's saying if you're trying to live by the law, you're still in bondage. Whether if you're living in Christ, you're free. That liberty that he's talking about. And he's talking about that circumcision. Again, that outward appearance and the keeping of the law and these things that we do I got to go to church. Let me put it, we're kind of getting the days. I got to go. I just got to go to church. You know, if I don't please God. Oh, I can go on and on and on with things that it's an outward appearance. But listen, if it's not from the heart, you're not pleasing God. Okay. You're doing it just to please men or yourself. And you've removed Christ out of the picture completely altogether. Now, this ain't good English. You ain't got to go to church. You get to go to church. Whole different mindset. And that's what he's saying here. That it's talking about, it's inwardly, not outwardly. Oh man, it's Sunday morning. I got to get up and get dressed. And it's cold outside. And if I ain't there, the preacher's going to be calling, you know. So I got to go to church. No. You get what a wonderful, and by the way, it was my prayer this morning when I got up. Lord, may we have a heart of worship. All right. It's not about me. It's not about the singing. Now, the music prepares our heart for worship. But it's really, Lord, and I hope that's your prayer even now. These distractions that we get distracted, but why are we really here? And that's to worship. And if we don't, Christ is taken out of the picture. It's because, well, we have to fulfill some kind of mandate that we think's in our life. And that's what he's saying here. Verse number 5. For we through the Spirit wait for the hope of the righteousness by faith. Man, I could talk, but I got to get. Let me that word wait. That's hard for us to do. It's hard for us to wait. We want it, and we want it now. But you know, the Bible tells us often, be still and know that I'm God. And if we're still and wait on the Lord and see what he does for us. That's what this verse is talking about. Some other things, but I want to move on. Verse number 6. For in Jesus Christ, remember, if you don't have Jesus, everything's to no avail. But in Jesus Christ, neither circumcision availeth anything, nor uncircumcision, but faith which worketh by love. So let's go back in 1 Corinthians chapter number 7, where he's talking about remain as you are. Don't try to be something you're not, because it really doesn't matter. So many things going. I talked to somebody this week, even when I was gone, somebody called me, asked, so I talked to him on the phone. I told him, listen, don't worry about it, because in 100 years, it ain't going to matter. Then narrow it down. In 10 years, it ain't going to matter. I said, in a year, it ain't going to matter. And tomorrow, which was, I said, it probably ain't going to matter. We worry about stuff that just ruins our day. Am I talking to the right people? And really, in the scheme of things, most of these things, they do not matter that we focus our life upon. I've been reading through the book of Ecclesiastes again. I know Kyler's doing every Sunday night, but my own personal, I started the book of Ecclesiastes and my own personal stuff before he started it, which was pretty neat. I slowly going verse by verse book of Ecclesiastes, and what a tremendous book that is. And it talks about how life and all, we talked about vanity and all, it's two-sided to enjoy life. But then again, I read it again this past week. When you die, guess who gets all your stuff? So, well, Ken's pointing to the wife. True. But if she remarries, somebody's going to be sitting in your lazy boy watching your TV. I'm just kidding, but you get the picture. Okay, the point is this, and Solomon talked about that. We focus our whole life on things. And I read in 2 Peter today, this morning, in the morning devotion, it's all going to be burned up.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.
If you missed the special choral performance of O Holy Night by the Westwood Choir this past week, then be sure to visit the website, westwoodmbc.org. You can watch the Christmas celebration and enjoy the choral performance. That's at westwoodmbc.org. Click on Archives under Media and enjoy.